Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, talking to the contestants of Season 2 so we can get to know them a little better. Today, we're talking to Drew. Here we go. Drew is the first contestant to be eliminated from America's Next Top Podcaster, Season 2. We reflect on what the competition meant to him, how he's learned a lot from overthinking things, and how he's leaning into the idea of committing to the bit. Here's my conversation with Drew. Hello, Drew. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Alex. I have been a little better, but I'm hanging in there.
I know, man. It's not fun to think, oh, I was the first person kicked off of this season, but I would, I think when you look at the situation you're in, and the judges talked about this during the elimination, you guys are the top 12. You are the people that they chose to be on the show. You have clout in this field. So don't think of this as the end. The fact that you are in that top 12 means that you really have the chops to do this. So I certainly do hope you don't see it as a negative and rather just an opportunity. But I know that's hard. I know it's hard.
It is. It's a little difficult to see the forest for the trees right now. I will get over myself at some point soon and get back to work, because that's really what I want to do. I want to take this stress energy and focus in it to a new project that I'm working on. But I don't want to tease too much yet, because it's still in the planning stages.
Well, let's talk about, how has this gotten your creative juices flowing? Like, what was your biggest surprise, coming into this competition as you were in the thick of it?
It was more because it's a competition, meaning the stakes are different than anything I've experienced podcasting before, in that there is a challenge and there are three specific people that I have to impress or make happy or to find interest in what I was doing, which is weird that podcasting, you're trying to reach a huge giant audience. And now I'm sitting here over analyzing of whether Scott's going to like this or Jenny's going to like this or Justin's going to like this, and honestly making the wrong call to do that and really having that just be a complete gut check totally rocked my sense of up and down with a lot of things.
Yeah, but, you were so you were credited with the concept and therefore you got the boot on this past week. You had just mentioned that this really, you had second guessed, you had thought way too much about this. You know, certainly hindsight's 20/20, but what would you do differently next time?
Oh, well, I'm working on a time machine now. So
okay, so we'll see what happens.
This question may be irrelevant, but So hindsight is 20/20, and right now, and trust me, I've spent a lot of time this week thinking about this. Really more going back and going with our original idea and finding a way to make that work. Mm-hmm. And our original idea was not a weird parody morning show, which we didn't even intend it for it to be parody. We just thought the concept of, and I thought the concept of a show that suddenly had new hosts because the old hosts had disappeared under weird circumstances was really funny. We just didn't take it far enough as we needed to. And our original idea was to have we were the survivors in a post-apocalyptic bunker that were turning to podcasting to basically stay sane. But, finding a way to alter that to make it a little more fun, a little more interesting, I think would have probably been the better call. And I think the judges even said that listening back to that episode is a bit of a blur right now, because it's just been a whirlwind of thinking and thoughts. And
I know. But, this is the thing. No matter what mistakes, and I think Jerry even, talked about how, even you take these mistakes, you turn it into opportunity. So what sort of ways do you feel like you're going to take this and now run with it into, this new potential? Because you got a lot of people listening to this show now. They know you. You are a known entity. So what do you feel like you want to do, and how do you want to leverage this momentum?
So part of my my what I feel is the things that I lack as a podcaster is I'm not particularly good at networking, and I'm not particularly good at getting my stuff out there in general, which is one of the things I was excited about being on the show, working with new people. And I will say the team, my team, the Banana Hugs, are fantastic. And you better believe in a few weeks after this contest is over, they're going to be getting some DMs as we are going to be working on some stuff together, which I think is going to be awesome. But just getting involved more in the community directly surrounding this show and the other Frog Pants shows is one thing that is on my list of things to do. And really just the key takeaway from the feedback that I got is to commit to the bit, commit to what you're doing, and do it as much as you can, as big as you can. And for the show that I am currently in planning of, I am trying to figure out the best ways to do that, to make it bigger, to make it more engaging, and to make it something that will really, really impress not only myself, but listeners to my other podcasts and new listeners to the show. So
yeah, you know,
fingers crossed.
hey man, that's a great, that awareness and that ambition is really necessary. One of the things that Jury talked a lot about in season one was how, you know, like, you have to take risks, you have to go for it. And part of that is really committing to the bit. And it sounds like you're really thinking this through. One of the notes that Jenny left with was that, you know, this felt like an underbaked concept. So, you know, like, are you going to now take the, well, I don't want you to have to like explain too much about what this new show's about. So maybe we'll take it in a different direction with this question. With your existing show, how are you going to commit to the bit more in your existing concepts?
Well, the show that I currently am on is actually a tabletop role-playing game podcast, of which I'm a character in the show. Mm-hmm. So that's just committing more to that character and getting bigger, broader strokes as the story provides, which we're about to enter season three of that in a few months, which will be new characters and a new opportunity to explore that space.
Love it.
That's going to be pretty fun.
Love it. Well, you know, outside of the podcasting realm, you know, let's let folks get to know you a little bit more. They didn't really get too much of an opportunity to hear your personality. You're like me in that you're a dad. What's it like trying to balance projects like this with family life?
My kids go to bed at 5:00 p.m. every day.
No way. How do you
I'm
do
just
that?
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, we need to get off this recording right now, and you need to tell me how you do that.
No, for real though, my kids are still young enough that their bedtimes are relatively early. So it's a lot of late nights. And luckily all the people that I record with are childless, or they're on the West Coast. So they can accommodate our schedule pretty well, which is nice. Otherwise it's just a lot of waiting until time, happens. And I know that's going to get harder and harder and harder as they get older. It's already gotten a little more difficult. In fact, my son, for one of the recordings on America's Next Top Podcaster, sat in our basement recording space and just stared at me while I recorded stuff.
Oh, really?
I hope he enjoyed it. He was very quiet, but
do you think he's
more interested in the toys I hide down here that he had suddenly found than anything.
I know I have a basement studio as well, and it's very special when my daughter gets to come down here, because like I got all my guitars and like video games and computers and like everything down here. So it becomes very much a treat, but she's also only like 2.5. So as soon as she learns to open doors, this is going to become like a complete insane zone. So how do you keep the boys out?
I had to learn to check my microphone settings because I came to record a podcast one night about a year ago, and I was completely blown out. I didn't understand. I didn't know what was going on because I hadn't changed anything. And I looked on the back of my Yeti mic, and my gain knob had been turned all the way up.
Oh, that'll do it.
because a child had snuck in here and was fiddling with stuff.
That'll do it. Well, no, this has been a lot of fun. You know, I always like to end these interviews with sort of a profound question. You know, now that you're leaving the podcast, we talk about, you know, what it was like what sort of surprises it was kind of leading into the show. Now that you're on the other end of the show, what was your biggest surprise coming out of the competition?
Whew. I think how much stress I still felt after everything was said and done.
Yeah.
And in addition to all the stress I felt during the actual process, this was a roller coaster ride, and it's one that hasn't quite stopped yet, even though it seems like it should have by now. Mm. But it's exciting. It was a ton of fun. It was very emotional highs, very emotional lows, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Okay. I am also ready for America's Next Top Podcaster Season 5, The Return, because I know Brian loves reality shows, and they always have that one season where they bring past contestants back. Brian, I hope you're listening to this.
Oh, he will. He will. And maybe you and I will compete against each other. That would be fun.
Yeah, I'll go head-to-head against you.
Yeah,
or we can be on the same team and go against other folks.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
I always said that it would be fun to watch the judges go at it. Or like even just for a week. I want to see like Jury and Scott and Jenny, even Nicole, like bring her back. I would love to see them just kind of writhe in the intensity that is the week. They have no idea. They have no idea. Well, Drew, it's been an honor and a pleasure to get to know you a bit. Congrats on getting into Season 2. That's a big feat in itself, and you'll go on to do some great things. And why don't we tell the folks at home a little bit about the projects that you have going on? What would you like to pimp today?
Yeah, so if you would like to check out some of the things I'm doing, you can find the backlog of The More You Nerd podcast at themoreyounerd.com and in all major podcast trackers. More than 300 episodes covering a different topic a week of different nerdy stuff. And you can listen to me currently on the Cosmic Crit podcast, which is a role-playing game for the Starfinder RPG system. It's like D&D in space. It's science fiction stuff. Ooh. And you can find that at cosmiccrit.com and everywhere podcasts are downloaded, uploading Mondays. So you can check back on our full Season 1, and we are in the middle of Season 2. And of course, Season 3 coming right around the corner for that. So
wonderful, Drew. Well, thanks again for your time this evening, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you again to Drew for being such a great sport and having a great conversation. Great to learn a little bit more about Drew. And look, it sucks getting kicked off of this competition. The first person to be kicked off in the season. That's not fun. But, you know, I'm going to echo what I mentioned on the show and that what the judges have said. You're one of 12 amazing people on this show with tremendous capability in podcasting. This shouldn't diminish your ability at all. And in fact, it should really look to give you more momentum and more opportunity to improve and leverage some of the networking opportunities that you now have at your disposal. You have connected with some really great talent. Working closely with these people, at least from my experience with Season 1, has been really fruitful. So hopefully, Drew, you take advantage of that as well. And I wish you all the best. If you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu, filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.